From Peoria Public Radio, this is Out and About. I'm Nathan Irwin.
And I'm Suzette Boulay of Arts Partners of Central Illinois. This week we're talking with Andrew Rodenboff from the Great Work Begins Theater Troupe. They're presenting a production of Hamlet with three performances this weekend at Camp Wakanda in Chillicothe. Andrew, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me. It's great to be here.
I thought I'd start by asking you just a little bit about the company itself, who you are, and how this all got started.
Well, we started about 2.5 years ago now. Our core group met doing a production of Angels in America Part 2 at Cornstalk. And since then, we kind of liked working together and just went on from there. So our first production was A Midsummer Night's Dream at Camp Wakanda in 2012.
Now, you've been out at Camp Wakanda the last, I guess this would be your third summer.
Yep.
And you've been going back and doing more shows, but you've also been performing in other venues. I think you had a production of, was it The Taming of the Shrew? And I want to say, was it Kelleher's?
That's right. Yep, we did. That was our second show, Taming the Shrew at Kelleher's. And that was right after Midsummer, actually, in July of 2012. So
is this part of what you're trying to do? You're trying to take theater to other venues, not just in what we think of as theaters in the community, but you're trying to take productions out into unusual places?
Right, yeah, that's kind of the our mission statement is to take unconventional theater to unconventional locations to support both the places we're going to and to support the community for arts. So
you're a very young troupe, and yet you're taking on the most challenging William Shakespeare.
It is,
talk
yeah.
about that, and talk about your role as Hamlet.
It is a meaty role, let's say that. Yeah, it's a lot of lines, probably the most I've ever had in any production before in my life. But yeah, it was quite a task to undertake. It was about 127 pages, the full script, before I started cutting it. And now it's down to about 70 pages. So it was a lot to chew through, I guess.
What's it mean to play this part?
It means a lot to me. It was I didn't originally intend to play Hamlet, but it came. One of our other actors kind of had to take a back seat, so I got the role instead. And at first it was overwhelming, but now I feel honored to have the part. It is a great part, probably one of the, I don't know, biggest parts in all of male theater, at least. So,
and you say there are a group of you who've been working together for about the last 2.5 years now. So how big is the size of the, you know, the core company?
Well, the core's kind of switched around. People have moved away. Some have come back in. So the core itself is probably about 4 members that are in everything and that work on all productions with us. And there's a lot of repeat players that we ask to come back as well.
Thought it was interesting. Is it true that this is Shakespeare in the Prohibition era?
It is. Yep, it is. 1933.
How does that work out?
We set it as, instead of a family in Denmark talking about France and England, it's a mob hideout called the Denmark Estate. And and so Hamlet is the son of a mob boss who's been killed by his brother. And so we have a whole, you know, people playing croquet outside and they're dressed in the 30s costumes and that kind of thing. So,
but the very same language?
Yep, same language, yep.
And what have you learned about the role of Hamlet by studying it and studying it and studying it?
Well, it's a balance of, is he actually crazy? Is he pretending to be crazy? You know, there's a really fine line, which I'm not sure Hamlet himself even really knows if he's crazy or not. He questions it a lot. The play itself deals with some pretty universal and big themes, death and grief and loss of a parent and how you see your parent after the loss of another parent. So
I'm a little interested in how you prepare a production like this, particularly when you're going to take it out into a park. Have you been doing all of your rehearsals out there, or do you rehearse somewhere else and then move out to the park when you get close to performance?
Yeah, actually, we just performed there for the first time in rehearsal 2 days ago. So we do a lot of off-site rehearsal, either at somebody's house or somebody's backyard, or a lot of times we're in Bradley Park as well.
And talk about the setting, Camp Wakanda. How many people does it hold? Is it in a round?
It is. It's not in a round. It's a proscenium, but there's this like kind of natural dome made by the trees, so there's really good acoustics out there. I'd say we could have up to probably 150 people just because the space is grass and bleachers. So people can bring chairs and blankets and come see if there's not enough space on the bleachers as well.
In fact, you probably recommend that.
I would recommend that, yeah, just in case. We don't know how big of a turnout we'll have, so that'd be a good idea.
One of the dangers of being outside is you're at the mercy of the elements. What do you do if a massive storm starts rolling through 30 minutes before you're going to
we
start?
We learned that lesson last year with Romeo and Juliet because our second show on the Saturday performance was completely torrential downpour rained out. Like, I've never been that wet in my life, I don't think. It just, in the middle of one of the scenes, it just started pouring. We're like, we're going to wait for 5 minutes. Maybe we'll start again. But then, no, it just couldn't happen. So we had Juliet pushing cars out of ditches in her costume. It was pretty fun to see.
Well, talk a little bit about how the fact that you were a lead in Red last year, I got to see you in that production, and you're a lead in this production, how the two have been challenging for you.
Well, I try to find differences in the characters for sure, but there's always something that combines them, I think, in my own mind. Maybe it's just that it's me playing them, but I feel like there's a lot of similarities between Ken from Red and Hamlet as well, because of the whole loss of a parent, the whole tragedy situation. That was a main basis of that character and how he dealt with that.
Now, I'm familiar with other companies that do Shakespeare in the park. Do you do that because you think that that's a particularly good setting for it, or is there something about Shakespeare that you and the other members of the company particularly want the stage? I mean, what's the key behind putting those two together?
Well, originally we were just looking for a venue that would let us perform there for free, which we could give donations to that we received. So we went to a couple different places and we just fell in love with the setting at Camp Wakanda, and they've been really great to us too. They let us have a cabin for the weekend, which is awesome. We can keep all of our clothes there. We can sleep there. We can make sure everybody's there on time for the show the next day. So it's been really great to have them. And I think Shakespeare it's fun to do it in the summer outside because you see theater inside a lot, and it's kind of nice to kind of go out in the outdoors and have nature be part of the setting as well. So we always try to incorporate that.
And hadn't you been about a year ago on the prowl for the right spot? So did you look at a lot of locations and then land at the camp?
We did, yep. We looked at several other parks. We were trying to go to Glen Oak at one point. We were at Forest Park Nature Preserve at one point. But Camp Wakanda just was the best fit for the size of the space and the theater that was kind of already there. So,
you said that you had sort of a small core of troop members and then other people who come and go. Do you have folks who are coming from out of town or who are traveling in order to be part of this show?
Most are local. This time, for sure, they're all local. Actually, a lot of us either went to Bradley or currently go to Bradley. There's a lot of current Bradley students in it as well, too. So kind of the original troop met because we had that same vein that we all went to Bradley. We're in theater there. Didn't go at the same time, but kind of had that background in common. And so, yeah, it's usually just local people, but people can come from outside if they'd like to. If they have the time to donate to us, that'd be great, too.
Talk a little bit about how you got your title, Great Work Begins. That's kind of a neat title.
Yep, that's from the first show that we all kind of met doing, which, like I said, was Angels in America Part 2. And that's one of the last lines in the show. The world only spins forward, the great work begins.
So, was that a consensus of your people, or was that your
idea?
Well,
it took us a while to come up with the name. There was a meeting in Sarah Tilford and Natalie Patterncheck, two of the original troop members, in their apartment. I remember we were talking about, what are we going to call this thing? Like, we're doing this show, we're doing Midsummer, but what do we call ourselves? And so we landed on that, and it's just, I can't think of any other name for us at this point.
So you've got these three performances coming up this weekend, and then what's on the horizon beyond that? Do you have your next production or your next performance planned out already?
Yes, and it's an even more challenging task for this one because we're writing our own show. We're doing Robin Hood, also at Camp Wakanda, August 16th and 17th. But that doesn't exist as a play currently, so we're going to kind of workshop it and build the scenes ourselves, write our own script with it, which is exciting.
Having seen you act, you strike me as a guy that really could do this for a living. I don't know what you do in your day job, but is this something you'd love to do for the rest of your life?
I'd love to. It's great. Yeah, if I could find a way to make money at it, it'd be even better.
We've been talking with Andrew Rodenbaugh about an upcoming production of Hamlet by the Great Work Begins Theater Troupe. The performances are at Camp Wakanda in Chillicothe tomorrow at 11:30 and Sunday at 11:30 and 3. Andrew, break a leg.
Thanks so much.
And Nathan, East Peoria holds its Art on the Promenade Fine Art Fair in the Levee District tomorrow and Sunday from 10 to 4 p.m. Patrons can meander between Costco and Super Target as they look at original ceramics, jewelry, glass painting, photography, and sculpture, all by many Central Illinois artists. Plan to stop on by.
And Trinity Lutheran Church is bringing its Trinity Concert Series season to a close for this year with a performance by the Fort Bend Boys Choir of Texas. That concert is tomorrow night at 8 o'clock at Trinity Lutheran Church.
Out and About is a production of Peoria Public Radio and Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Each week, we connect you to the arts community by talking with local arts leaders and performers.
If you'd like to learn more about Peoria Public Radio, find us on the web at peoriapublicradio.org. I'm Nathan Irwin, and this is Out and About.